Welcome to The Real Love Show on RUAC Radio with Patricia Benjamin.
This is Lamar Tyler from BlackAndMarriedWithKids.com, and you're listening to Patricia Benjamin's Real Love Show.
Well, welcome to today's Real Love Show. I'm your host, Patricia Benjamin, and you're listening to RUAC Radio.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not a seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I love God.
You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, my lover. Love him, my love. Love him, my lover. Love him, my lover, my love him. Love him, my lover, my love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he coming, I'm missing y'all.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Wanted you to fall. You
and I
do, I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Erica Campbell, thank you so much for opening today's Real Love Show here. Well, listen, back in the love zone, and it's all about love. Well, today we are talking about love of self, because how on earth can you love anybody else if you don't love yourself? It starts with you, starts with me. Because if you can't feel it within you, how are you going to give it out? That is the issue. Now, I'm thinking to myself, there are so many reasons why men and women, we don't love ourselves. Varied reasons. And I'm really interested to know what you think some of those reasons might be. some of us I know may look in the mirror and think, my goodness, I don't love myself at all. They don't like what they see looking back at them. There isn't that self-love at all. Others of us have been told negative things growing up, and it's been very hard to love ourselves. It's been a journey. So we're talking about love of self here today on today's Real Love Show. And please feel free to give me a ring. The number is 0208 671 5659. And of course, if you're outside the UK, drop the 0 +44 208 671 5659. And also comment, why don't you, on Facebook, Ask Patricia or Ruach Radio or The Real Love Show. There are several pages there for you to interact with us. And of course, you can also tweet on Twitter, Ask_Patricia or Ruach Radio. You can get involved in the conversation. Why is it important for us to love ourselves? And what are some of the reasons why we often don't love ourselves? Well, to help me discuss this, of course, I'm never alone in the love zone. I've got the rather fabulous Danielle Drama, who's joining me from the Ask Patricia show, and we're going to have a bit of a chat. Danielle, how are you doing?
Today, I'm actually doing okay. I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic. I'm always fantastic in the love zone. I love the love zone.
Well, you have to be, don't you?
Yes, indeed. Of course. So we're talking about loving yourself, because yeah. So many of us, we're all wanting love. Mm-hmm. We all want that special person. Mm-hmm. But very often, we don't even love number one.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is a nice catch-22, really, because, I mean, as you said, how it does start off with you.
Exactly.
If I don't love myself, mm-hmm. how can I expect someone else to? And yeah. I think it's knowing the difference between that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you don't actually know what love is, how would you recognise it?
Exactly.
So it really does have to start with number one.
Exactly.
And then emanate outwards, you know,
yeah,
so you can actually receive that. But I think it's just a massive umbrella. Mm-hmm. There's going to be so many different reasons and factors why people don't love themselves, and there are just so many layers.
Talking about so many layers, I mean, I watched the news last week, I'm sure along with the rest of the world, 17 million of us all tuned in to hear Bruce Jenner's story, because he doesn't seem to love being a man anymore. He feels he's a woman. And I mean, I know that's slightly extending the argument somewhat, but he obviously doesn't love what he sees in the mirror.
It's a bit strange talking about this, because I mean, with Bruce Jenner, most of us know him as, you know, the husband of Kris Jenner. And, you know, that crazy family, in my opinion.
Yes.
So it's weird seeing this happen so publicly.
Played out.
Because he's, if I remember correctly, he's 65 now.
65.
So it's odd to me that he would get to this age.
I know.
And decide.
Yeah.
Or feel that it's appropriate now to then... you know what, I'm not, I know this is not how I'm meant to be.
Yeah.
I should be living as a woman.
It's,
I mean, to me, I feel like there are so many question marks
so
there
many
anyway.
So many.
But it is partially, I do agree that it is partially a factor, because he obviously didn't love being a man.
Right.
He doesn't think he should be a man. I don't know. It's a bit of a weird one, I think.
When we say it's a weird one, but it's probably just hard for us to come to terms with, because they're almost like a public family now, because we see them on our screens
everywhere.
We can't get away from the Kardashian family. And then to see the patriarch of the family deciding, well, he wants to be one of the girls, and that's who he feels he's always been.
So odd, though.
I know.
I mean, because I'm thinking about it in the perspective of, okay, so if I was one of his stepdaughters or daughters, it's going to be, not only is it going to be life-changing for him, but for the children,
see,
having to watch that sort of transition is going to be very difficult to see.
I would imagine
I would find that difficult.
Very
because
hard.
It's changing a lot of goalposts. You're changing a lot of what would have been sort of what's the word I'm looking for? Basically, it should have been a constant. He's their father.
Right.
So
yeah.
having to think, okay.
So that whole foundation,
the whole foundation is completely changing. And I think from that foundation, that's where you tend to grow as a person.
Exactly.
And you have your roots down. So when your roots and your foundation starts to crack and to shake, it's almost like, where do you go from there?
Especially being girls, the girls, because there's so many of them. And the thing is, as girls, it's our fathers that show us, you know, how a man's supposed to treat us.
Precisely.
So there's that bit of a confusion there coming in.
And then if you take them as an example, I mean, if you look at their love lives, I would not necessarily say they've had the best of luck in that department. And perhaps that does really stem from a father figure or a distorted view now or the examples that they've had. I'm sure Bruce Jenner has been an amazing father.
They all love him. They all love him.
There's issues there.
And I always say, I know we've got a caller on the line. I'm just about to go to our caller. But I was thinking that Rob seems to have so many different issues at the moment. Mm. And I'm thinking, as the only male in that family, it's going to be even more difficult for him. We don't know how long ago he knew about it, but this must have an effect on him as the only guy.
Well, of course.
You'd relate to the man, supposedly, but this man who was your father figure is now going to be a woman. So we don't know the effect that this is all having on Rob.
Well, we don't know, because I mean, we only know what they show
what
us.
Yeah,
so it's always going to be subjective, but I think with him particularly, he's the youngest of his siblings his father, but it's weird because he's youngest and then he's grown up with his stepfather Bruce,
and
obviously that he would then coincide with being his sort of role model after the passing of his natural father. So it is going to be strange for him, and I don't blame him, to be honest, because you're in a family full of girls.
All girls. And they're all very strong personalities,
so many big personalities there. So for him, it's like, where does he find his comfort in a way? Where does he find his reassurance
and that validation as a man?
Exactly. Which side is he leaning towards? And you know
it's not easy, is it? Well, as you can tell, we are going through reasons why men and women sometimes don't love themselves, and we're asking you to join in the conversation. Please call us in 0208 671 5659. If you're outside the UK, just drop that 0+44 208 671 5659. And that's exactly what Luciana has done, and she's called in today's Real Love Show. Luciana, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you, Patricia. How are you? Hi, Danielle.
Hey, Luciana, how are you today?
Great, thank you.
Fantastic. Listen, we're talking about self-love and perhaps reasons why we don't love ourselves, even though it's extremely important. And we did have a quick hop over the pond there to chat about Bruce, who's having some issues loving himself. I don't know what you thought of the Bruce Jenner story. Hello?
Luciana, have we still got you there?
Sorry, I lost you there.
Oh, there you go.
We'll try it again. So,
hello? I can hear you.
Oh, okay, fantastic, good. Well, listen, we're talking about the self-love and reasons why sometimes we don't love ourselves. And we just referred to Bruce Jenner, who seems to be having some issues there with self-love. I don't know what your thoughts were on the Bruce Jenner story and how you feel that may relate to loving yourself.
Well, I didn't actually know it was true. I thought it was a rumor. You and you guys speak about it.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's very interesting. My perspective would be the issue that he may have had is not loving self because he doesn't know himself.
Okay, yeah, good point.
And what I mean by this statement is, in order for people to love themselves, they first must know who they are.
Yes.
And what is knowing who you are? Your likes, your dislikes, your pet peeves, what you love, strengths, weaknesses.
Yes.
And I believe only at that time, when you know who you are, when you know your worth, are you able to love what you know?
Yes.
I cannot love a stranger because I've never encountered that stranger.
That's true.
And I think people find issues in loving themselves when they don't know themselves properly. And I'll tell you what happened in the situation with the Jenner family.
Okay.
Because he was demasculinized, he was not given the role to be the provider.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't believe he was needed, which I think is the most important thing.
Being needed,
In his world, women were dominant.
Seriously.
So women were successful. Women went after what they wanted. People seemed to listen to women. And if you watch the Kardashian show, constantly his peeves are always about being ignored, about his...
That's true.
That is a very, very good point.
Not being, you know, taken up. And the underlying issue with all of that is that he never was made to feel as though he was needed in that family.
Gosh.
Whereas Chris... the manager of the girls, the businesswoman, the talk show host.
Everything.
It seemed like everybody needed her and that her world would crumble if she left the picture.
Yeah.
So to be honest, it's no surprise to me that he is now identifying himself as a woman because he's seen no benefit in being a man.
So, Lucy, sorry to cut you. Would you say, I mean, I really love the way you phrase that, because now it seems that, would you agree with the statement that Bruce Jenner being a man, he's having a complete role reversal with his wife? Because Kris Jenner, obviously, she's the matriarch. She's like, she's the head top. She's the top woman, right, in that family. Yeah. Everything goes through Kris. And you mentioned that, you know, Bruce essentially was being emasculated. He didn't feel like he was the man. He was in control, and that he, you know, was a dominant one. So now it's like, well, actually, it seems that they were complete opposites of each other, and they've become polarized. And probably the only way that he could be accepted or listened to and have some sort of dominance would then be to identify himself as a woman. I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah. And to be honest, I think the rest of the family should see it as a compliment, because he obviously views women as such a strong figure and idolized the you know, the woman, female anatomy, attitude. Otherwise, he wouldn't want to be one.
So, oh my God! But you know,
I take it quite
do you know what? Do you know what, Luciana? As much as we say that, I think there's some really interesting points you're both making. I mean, you got to remember, Bruce was like in the 70s. He was the man. You know, he was the guy who'd won the world. I mean, he was the decathlon Olympic gold medalist. I mean, there's nobody better than Bruce. He was the man, you know. And so of course we would imagine that his masculinity would have been more than validated in that position. So what on earth has happened to him that you think, oh my gosh, so he's just giving in to all the pressure of all these girls? You'd have thought he'd have enough of his own sense of masculinity, that when he speaks, that his word is law. I've spoken, this is it.
To be honest, Patricia, I've got a very simple answer to that, and it goes for a lot of people who struggle love, and that is that people, human beings, need to be reaffirmed.
Okay.
So no one ever fell in love because someone told them, I loved you once.
Okay.
That is it. A daughter doesn't feel loved by her father, a mother doesn't feel loved by her husband or children.
Yes.
Well, your line's gone a bit funny there, Luciana. Do you want to rearrange?
Need to be affirmed. So saying that, you know, in the past he had all this success and masculinity, that was in the 70s.
Right.
What about now?
Good question. Good question. But, you know, a lot of people keep saying, Kris has sort of demasculated him or emasculated him, and I always think to myself, well, do you know, it may be, as Danielle pointed out, we only see what they show us, and in private, because she may have had a sense that he was doing this, or he had this issue with cross-dressing, at least it made her not have the respect. So it's kind of encouraged her to be more masculine, because your man isn't being very masculine, is he, wearing clothes for women?
That's a very good point, but it brings me to my former point, which is that he obviously didn't know who he was. And I'll give you a quick analogy, Patricia, Daniel.
Yes.
If the Queen of England was stripped of all her jewels tomorrow, her dress, her palace, and she was placed on an estate in the middle of Peckham, and nobody recognized her, they made her look completely different.
Right.
And everybody barged her and pushed past her. Do you know that even she will begin to forget that she's the Queen of England?
Wow.
Her constant surrounding, by her constant people telling her, move out of the way.
Right.
What if they dressed her up like a tramp and got her to beg outside Elephant and Castle tube station?
Yeah.
She would forget that she's the Queen of England. Mm. And I'll tell you something, if she begins to forget it, even for a split second, what hope does anyone else have when she looks them in the face and says, I am the Queen of England?
Yeah. Well, it's that doubt, isn't it? Because it allows it to, like you say, if people are not reaffirmed in a positive way, then you will forget, because you're not, it's not a constant reminder. You don't have your crown to remind you, you don't have your palace, you don't have all the comforts that you're used to and that you sort of depend
on. Anything you believed was your knowledge is attacked. So you believed you were the Queen of England because, as Danielle said, you had all these things to reaffirm that. Even your surroundings is beginning to affect your belief that you thought was so solid.
I'm the
Queen of England, I've got the papers to prove it. Well, you think about a woman who's grown up all her life being told she's beautiful by her parents and her family.
Yes.
And the moment she gets pushed out into society, everyone starts calling her ugly. No matter how much she believed it 10 years ago, now in present society, she will definitely be likely to believe that actually I am what people say I am. Well, I am
Or at least be inclined to doubt that, to doubt what she's been told.
So are we saying then that beauty, feeling beautiful or loving yourself, are we saying it's a matter of nature or is it a matter of nurture?
I believe it's nurture.
Nurture.
100%. Environment over genetics any day.
Oh, wow.
When it comes to self-love.
That's so true.
And self-perception.
So right. So what do you say then, Luciana? What are your own personal thoughts? Leaving Bruce Jenner to one side, what is it that we need if we're going to have that self-love? Because how are we going to have a healthy relationship with somebody, if we don't have that self-love? So how are we going to go about this?
I'd suggest to everyone listening to this show, take some time with yourself.
Okay.
Take yourself out on a date. Speak to yourself, you know. Spend time with yourself. Do things you love to do.
Right.
If you have a favorite meal, cook it for yourself. If you have a favorite thing, treat yourself. Some of the things aren't monetary. They are just literally looking at yourself and saying, oh, I have lovely eyes. You know, I love this about myself.
Yeah.
But you have to continually tell yourself and get to know yourself before you get to know another person. And then, you know, in exchange, love another person.
I agree.
I love that. I love that. Yes.
It's true, though, because, you know, if nobody... This is the thing, right? You have to have a strong sense of self as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, someone can tell you, oh, you don't look nice today, or your nose is a bit big. I'm like, I don't care. If I know I've looked in the mirror and I'm like, do you know, I'm really feeling myself today. I look great. There's nothing anyone could do.
Yeah.
If it's a negative thought, that will make me think, you know, maybe they're right. If that's your opinion... then that's fine. But I think, I mean, the more you constantly hear negativity towards you, it would start to eat away at you. But that's why you can't just depend on people all the time to tell you, actually, you're great at this, you're great at that.
Yeah.
Like Luciana says, spend time with yourself. Mm. You know, if you, if there's a special meal you like, cook it. Like, invest in yourself so that actually you don't necessarily need someone else to have to tell you, okay, you look really good in this. Or that doesn't taste great, or whatever. Because at the end of the day, it's not for their benefit.
Okay.
If you put the benefit back into yourself,
you'd
be able to handle slight criticisms. That's because it won't completely shatter your entire world.
It's not going to collapse you.
You know.
So, Luciana, I mean, we love what you're saying. It all sounds very wise. So, have you always felt this way? And are you a person that can say, actually, I love myself. I think I'm pretty cool. Do you love yourself?
To be honest, Patricia, confident as I sound. Only recently was I able to say that.
Really?
And the reason being, again, is like I said, is because I didn't know who I was.
Okay.
And to me, as a personal opinion, and it won't be the same with everyone, I only began to understand who I was when I understood that there was a God that made me.
Really? Okay. Tell us a bit more about that.
My faith really opened me up to understanding who I was.
Okay.
Where I came from. I mean, there's a saying, isn't there? You don't know where you're going until you know where you've been.
That's true.
For me, the answer to unlocking my love and to unlocking who I truly, truly was, not who I was on a good day, not who I was on a bad day, not who I was when I was broke, not who I was when I had money, but something I needed to know about myself, which would never change, was only going to be found in the God who knew me before I would even, you know, before my mother even gave birth to me.
Yeah.
And I found that to be very empowering. And what that showed me was that, okay, I am not what the world says I am, as in I'm not what my colleagues say, I'm not what, you know, my bullying school says I am, I'm not what the world says I am. But it's about understanding that I have a purpose for this life,
and
I was looking for that purpose to be fulfilled, no matter who likes it or who doesn't like it. So that's where my comfort comes from. And when you know who you are, you know what to take and what not to take.
So true.
Like my example with the Queen, if somebody says to her, you are a tramp, she would say, actually, I'm the Queen of England. Everyone would say, look at you, you've got a coin box in your hand, you're homeless, you're sleeping rough outside the tube station.
Exactly.
She'd say, this is all a gimmick, I'm actually the Queen of England. And she would say that with
conviction. Yeah, she would say
the same
that.
Way I think.
Okay. Well, Luciana, we love you today. Listen, great conversation. Loving it. Thank you so much for calling in. Love that.
Always a pleasure.
All right, darling. Take care.
See you soon, Luciana. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This is Paul Carrick Brunson, and you are listening to one of my favorite shows, Patricia Benjamin's Real Love Show.
Well, do you know, I think Lucianus got it pretty much on the nose there.
Yeah, on point. That's what I like, because at the end of the day, you it's true. You do need to know who you are, and you know, it's one of those open-ended questions, isn't it? Because some people would identify who they are,
yeah,
by declaring what their occupation is.
That's so true.
And that's, by the by, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But that's the only way some people would find their identity. It's, yeah, like what they do.
Yeah.
It's like, no, if you take away that,
yeah,
who are
who
you?
Who are you outside
and
of that?
I've noticed that people struggle to answer,
yeah,
that question.
Yeah, good point.
You know,
yeah,
they hide behind that thing, mm, that sort of, this is my job, this is, yeah, what I do, and, yeah, that must be who I am.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
no, yeah, actually, I'm sure you weren't, yeah, born to be, you know, the estate agent that you're doing today. There's nothing against estate agents or anything,
yeah,
like that.
You're but more than that.
Yeah, you're definitely more than that. But I, yeah, think people struggle with that, and it's easier, I guess,
yes,
to hide behind those, I wouldn't say facades, but
yes,
those
labels.
Yeah, those labels, yes, and it makes it easier. But I don't know, I really like what Lucianna was saying there.
Yeah, got that right. Yeah. All right, well, listen, we're in the studio. We're talking about loving yourself. Why is it important? What are the reasons sometimes why we don't love ourselves? Why don't you call us in 0208-671-5659. If you're outside the UK, just drop that zero, +44 208-671-5659. And you can also comment on the Facebook, Ruach Radio. You can comment on Arts Patricia. Or you can comment on the Real Love Show. You can also tweet us in here at Arts_Patricia. Or Ruach Radio. You're listening to The Real Love Show here on Ruach Radio.
Just need more love. London, get ready. Canada's number one gospel stage play, Melody of Deception, is coming to the Broadway Theater for two shows, Saturday, May 16th and Sunday, May 17th. Experience inspirational singing, drama, and comedy.
When you're coming to the house of the Lord, make sure your shoes are clean.
Get your tickets now at the Broadway box office or call 07723-085-092. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Bishop John Francis. How would you like to join me on a trip to Jerusalem? Yes, Empower 21 Global Congress celebrates Pentecost from the 18th to the 25th of May. The price is only £1,600, including flights, hotel, accommodation, transportation in Israel, and the tours and the conference are all included. For more information, why don't you log on to Rex City Church website or email us at admin@rexcitychurch.org or call us on 0208-678-6888. So come and join me and the Rex City Church in Jerusalem 2015.
Now available to a worldwide audience, the all-new Ruach City Church online store. Hosting preaching messages, books, music, and much more, this is your place to purchase inspirational products and experience Ruach City Church at the click of a button wherever you are. Whether it be a Sunday service message or a powerful conference message, you'll be able to purchase MP3 audio and MP4 video downloads, as well as CDs and DVDs, receiving the Word of God in an instant. You'll also be able to take advantage of the many great ministry products from Bishop John Francis and Co-Pastor Penny Francis. Log on today to www.ruachcitychurch.org and visit our online store, where everybody is somebody.
Yes, everybody is somebody here at Ruach. All right, well, this is a Real Love Show. I'm your host, Patricia Benjamin, alongside my co-host today, the rather fabulous Daniel Drama, who's joined me from the Arts Patricia Show. All right, we're having great conversations so far, Daniel. I'm loving that.
I'm loving it. Today's is great. We get it all out there, all out in the open.
Well, Luciana has some great information there to share. We've got another caller on the line, the rather lovely Rebecca. Rebecca, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
We are fabulous, thank you. Well, we're talking about loving ourselves, and sometimes there's some strong reasons why we don't love ourselves, particularly as women. And we were just speaking to our previous caller there, Luciana, who brought up some really great points. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are when we talk about reasons why we don't love ourselves, even though it's really important that we should.
Well, just thinking about what you've just said in regards to not loving yourself as a woman, I think there's a lot of issues when it comes to maybe a bad breakup in a relationship or a relationship.
Okay.
I think that in some cases, not all, had it been a toxic relationship, it can, on the man's part, can take so much from a woman, leaving her vulnerable, low self-esteem, unmotivated, and in that can leave somebody not feeling good about themselves.
That's true.
That's in my opinion.
Yeah. I think that's a good point.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. I think vanity plays a big part.
But before you move on to the vanity one, I just want to go back to where you're saying about, you know, the breakup, and maybe if she's, you know, the it was a bad breakup, so to speak, and or maybe it wasn't a positive relationship, could have been a toxic relationship, and she's feeling bad about herself. Like, some men will tell you nobody else is going to want you. You know, who do you think is going to want you? They just feel bad about themselves because of the words that are being said. So it's quite hard to pick yourself up if the person that you probably think you love, if it's a love relationship, you know, it could be your first love. I spoke to people on this show that have been quite emotionally abused, and it's their first love. I mean, that's got to affect you.
Yeah, it has. It definitely has got to affect you. That's why you'd break up.
Well, I hope so. Can't stay in it.
You can think like that forever and feel and not feel good about yourself.
Funny. But you know, your common sense tells you that you would break up, but sometimes women don't always have the strength to wake up, because you think, why are you with this person? It's not good for you. But they don't seem to have the emotional strength to sort of pull themselves away.
I think that, well, being a woman, I think that we are emotional anyway. We're emotional out of 4 weeks, three times out of 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're just a bag of emotions. I think that we take everything in as well.
Yes.
So it's quite hard to then just let go of something, create a habit, a bad one, when it comes to a bad relationship.
Yeah.
And you kind of just get yourself stuck into a rut.
Yeah.
You can't come out of it. Some women do find the strength and have the people around them to help them get out of it and remind them who they are.
That's
true. They are what they should and shouldn't accept.
That's true.
Some unfortunately don't. And they're the ones that are stuck. And then they're the ones that are now feeling vulnerable, have low self-esteem and don't feel good.
Yeah, exactly. What do you say to women that... they're in a relationship and the guy has cheated on them maybe once or twice or several times, whatever, but they found out that he's been unfaithful and you might be the friend and you're saying, oh, you know, just leave him because he obviously doesn't love you. And then the woman says, oh, but I love him.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, what is it that you love? Because he's not treating you well. So is this what you think is love?
No, I think the thing is that it's about self-respect as well. You have to love yourself.
Yes.
In order, you have to love yourself more than you love him. Do you understand?
Yes.
Because you come first, and you want someone to love you more than you, not more than more than you love yourself.
Yes.
A lot of women don't have that, so they're going wanting to be loved and don't love themselves, and they're just grabbing on to whatever
they
thinking it's love, and that then can be passed down to father figures. Lack of father figures, you know, not knowing what it's like to be and have the proper love of a man because they weren't shown.
That's so true.
I'm glad you said that, Rebecca, because it's like, how do you, a lot of, well, I would say there are certainly a lot of females that they think they know what love is, but like you can see quite clearly from the outside in that is not an example of love, because then you wouldn't be, you wouldn't find yourself in this, you know, toxic relationship, whether you are being emotionally abused or physically, whatever it is, because some women, it's I do find it odd, because it's like somewhere deep down they must know, you know what, this isn't the right way to be treated. However, perhaps they now think, I don't deserve any better, or I won't be able to do any better, so maybe this is the best I can get and I should take it, because he may say he loves me, but his outward actions are clearly not, you know, confirming that. So when women are saying, you know what, like Patricia said, oh, you know, I can't leave him because I love him, or he says he loves me, but to everyone else, she looks like a fool.
Yeah.
It's like, is she completely blinded? And is she wearing those rose-tinted specs? Because we know, we all would be able to see, well, clearly this is not genuine love. And if you
they feel it, it's about feelings. Do you know what it's like to love someone? Do you understand? Like when you love someone, nothing matters.
Yeah.
And it's a healthy love. So you're fixated on that person. That is your love. You don't care what your parents say, how it looks, but this is how you feel, and this is what he says. And that's what matters. That's your world at that time. You've got to come out of that and then look in. It doesn't matter who... Your pastor could talk to you.
Yeah.
It won't make any difference.
It won't
really
make no... That's the truth.
Yeah.
And
wow.
When you love like that...
Yeah.
It's when you love more than you love yourself and you don't even know it...
It's a dangerous thing.
That's what's dangerous. So it is a thin line.
Yeah.
But,
you mentioned it previously, Rebecca, about respecting yourself. And I was thinking earlier, I was like, someone could claim they love me, okay?
Yeah.
And maybe they've got bad intentions for me and I perhaps don't know. But if I already know I love myself and I respect myself, it's going to be pretty hard for that person to cross that line with me. Because if I'm not going to allow myself to be disrespected because I love myself, where do you go from that point? Because it's so important that, yes, you can say, oh, I love myself. But then you allow any you know, Tom, Dick or Harry to act any other way with you.
But then then that person wouldn't be being true to themselves.
Yeah, and exactly.
You are true to yourself and you really genuinely love yourself and you wake up in the morning and with or without a man, you're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is what you then have your inner peace, and that is when you love yourself. Anyone can come into yourself. Anyone can come to you at that point, but you naturally put yourself first. When you don't...
That's true.
Anyone can just walk all over you, isn't it?
What's going on in my life? Do you understand? Like, why have I allowed this to happen? Mm. We're women. We feel vulnerable. We are designed that way.
Yeah, but what do you think? I mean, I've got a friend, Rebecca, that she was seeing a man. Yeah, this was some years ago, about 10 years ago. She was like in her early 30s. Mm-hmm. But she was seeing a man that was already married with a family. And she did know. He didn't hide it from her. She did know. Mm-hmm. But for her, that was okay. Because she thought, oh, that's okay. Because, you know, I'm just going to get all the fun bits. I don't need to wash his dirty socks, you know, clean the house. I'm going to go out to lunch. She's going to, you know, wine and dine me. I get all the good bits. Mm-hmm. And then she said she started to fall in love with him, and then she started to get jealous of the wife. Mm-hmm. Get jealous of the wife. And then he said to her, well, listen, you knew what this was all about. You knew the story, no strings attached. She was very, very upset. And it wasn't until one day she decided, well, you know what? I need to love myself more, because I can't just have half of a man, because I haven't really got him in the first place. So even that is like, well, do you actually love yourself? Because you're really saying, this is all I can get. This is all I'm good for.
This is what I should settle for. Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. But then at the same time as well, this also, the woman, but going back to what I said, has got herself fixated on a man.
Yeah.
She's putting all morals, that's gone out the window.
True.
What he's been telling her.
Yeah.
Okay. And allowing her to, you know, he's helping her to think, yeah, this is fine.
Mm, exactly.
Yeah, he's encouraging about it. And he's making it okay in their world. When they're together, it's just them two.
Definitely.
They're in their happy, buzzing world. She's not bringing the stresses that he would say his wife's probably bringing.
Yeah. So that's true.
And it's just a blast. But then when feelings get involved and it isn't fun, the girlfriend is probably going to start to feel jealous.
She's going to start going crazy.
The
only one that's winning this position is the man. Okay?
Exactly.
From when he's getting his cake and eating it, it's just stupid. I just think, girl, women, I know it can, there's so many deeper layers and, you know, circumstantial things to consider, but I just think, bottom line, women, respect yourselves. Yeah. And if you know what respect is, you're going to understand how to love yourself.
Yeah. And you also need to know that you don't need a man to complete you.
Precisely. Thank you, Rebecca.
Sorry?
Thank you, because I'm glad you said it. You don't need a man to validate you.
You don't need a man. And I think that you should have it. A man, he should add to what you already have.
Not take away.
Mm-hmm. Even friendship.
Yes.
Relationship, anything. You know, they should be add to what you already have. You should already have your inner peace. So anything is just
a bonus.
Good points. Well, listen, Rebecca, stay right there. We're going to take a tiny break and then we're going to come back and talk to you a little bit more. So stay there, my darling.
Okay, then.
All right.
Never met a man quite like you, doing all you can, making my dreams come true. You're strong and you're smart. You've taken my heart, and I give you the rest of me too. You're the perfect man for me. I love you, I do. Trusting you.
This is Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, and you're listening to Patricia Benjamin's Real Love Show on Ruach Radio.
Yes, you are. Welcome back. We're chatting away with Rebecca here in the studio, talking about reasons why we don't love ourselves. Okay, Rebecca, now you said before we went to the break, yeah, it is about self-respect, but what are some of the other reasons why women don't love themselves?
I think there's the point I raised about vanity is that they don't love themselves enough. That, you know, like you can have some of these celebrities that, for instance, Katie Price.
She
naturally is beautiful.
Right.
And she's done everything she can to make herself beautiful. And then you hear her speak and you realize that she's lacks self-confidence.
Yeah, really.
She looks confident, she's got all the work done, and then she says things that shows that she's not very confident.
Exactly.
And after all these years of troubling herself and altering her body and everything, she's now gone back to just looking normal, what we would say is normal.
Has she had a breast reduction now, Rebecca?
Breast reduction.
Yeah,
breast
she's taken a lot now.
To go, to come smaller. So in doing that, she after everything, she now has found her inner peace and loved herself, but all these years she couldn't have because she was always trying to change the person that she was. So then again, that goes on to vanity and why can't you just
be content?
Why can't you be happy with what God has given you or what you have already? Society,
media
is a big part. Media, you know, the Western world shows us pictures and things in our faces every day that in other countries aren't there, and people are just happy.
That's so true, isn't it? That's so true. But I don't know if it's vanity or if it's just insecurity, really, because you can be vain in the things that you can be, don't I look so wonderful? But then you can have those who just won't leave the house without the makeup because they need the makeup. That's their mask, you know?
But then when they're in front of the world, they've got the mirrors out and they've got this, and that then is vain.
Yeah, do you see what I mean? But you know, I have to have some sympathy for us as women, because I think so much, I mean, although it's getting worse for men nowadays, I would agree, but it's just so hard, you know, because even when we take like pictures of ourselves, just regular people, we're all looking for the filters to put on our phone, you know, we're all trying to get the best picture,
best selfie
of ourselves. It's really getting crazy.
That's society then, isn't it? It's evolving, people are getting younger, it's normal for 11 years to put filters on their phone to make themselves look different.
Exactly. I must ask you this, because I did ask Lucy, our previous caller, what she thought of Bruce Jenner, because I thought, you know, that definitely you don't love yourself or you don't love being who you are. I know it's slightly, you know, the argument's a bit deeper for that. But what were your thoughts when you heard the story or when you saw the interview?
Well, I think that it could be two things. If you look at his relationship with his ex-wife Chris, she pretty much wore the trousers and was the man in the relationship for years.
That's true.
So I think he then has probably adapted the role of a woman, and where the roles have changed. He's now the woman, and he's just sat back and been submissive all these years and probably just a little bit confused now. And I think that has a big part to play, whether or not he says he felt like this before he met her. Everyone says that. You know, before I met them, I was like this. So there's that reason.
Yeah,
he's certainly confused, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's definite,
and he could be gay.
But you know, he says that he isn't, though, doesn't he? Because he says specifically, he says, I'm not gay. He says, I don't like men. I've always liked women. You know,
our normal mind.
Say again?
The way that we think, as humans now, and the way that we think, that person can't be normal saying that, because there are only two sexes in the world, men and women.
Yes.
There isn't anything in between.
Right.
But for you to change and want to be a woman.
Yes.
And you're a man.
Right.
And you like men.
Yes.
You like women. So then, but you must be some sort of form of gay.
Yeah, it's,
or it could be a publicity stunt.
Oh my gosh. Rebecca, that's controversial.
are the ratings but, that bad? They have to do that.
I do get what Rebecca's saying though. I do get what you're saying, but that's why I would say I would literally slap a massive label and say this is confusion.
Yeah,
it is confusion. You don't know who you are, because he's always. I mean, obviously he was the athlete as we were talking about earlier. The Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah,
and he's been that number one man, like testosterone strong, whatever.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
So, having
to. But was he?
Really? Well, this is the thing. The thing is,
look how many women there were in the house with him, and look who called the shot.
I know.
The women.
But that's now, and that's,
he was outnumbered there.
Yeah, before he was married to Chris, he was doing his thing. You know, he was that man. You know.
Yeah.
And obviously the time has changed, and he's been with Chris, and so who knows when the confusion started? This is the thing. Sometimes when you go too far, to show that you're something else.
Okay.
It could have been masking a bigger thing.
Yeah.
A bigger issue.
That, they do say that.
He could have just. I just think he's very confused, and I do think he. It's going to be a really, really difficult time for him and the entire family, because they're already followed insanely now. So add on this big, hello, I'm transgender label. And that's going to make it 10 times worse.
It's in the public eye. He's vulnerable at the moment because for you to go, I don't believe he's happy to show, why is he so happy and comfortable to display this to the world? This is a very private and vulnerable thing.
Exactly.
He's happy openly to show the world he's about to change, he's doing all of these things and in the public eye. Why now?
Well, maybe because he's got nothing to lose. Maybe he doesn't have anything to lose. He's already established. He doesn't need to prove himself to anyone. Maybe he just feels free enough to be able to do that. And now, with society being the way it is, we are told you can do anything you want to do. You can
be who you want to be.
Anything you want to be. Gay, straight, transgender, anything in between that.
Yeah.
Do your thing. You live, and if you keep hearing this thing, live in your own truth. Okay.
Gosh.
So people, if you, and that is going to be subjected to the person. So that could be anything. If I believe that I was a unicorn, you can't tell me I'm not a unicorn, because I believe I'm a unicorn. So if I want to live my life as a unicorn, I'll do that.
Yeah.
And I would think, well, nobody could tell me any different. But the problem with this is, obviously, it's changing, as I was saying earlier, it's changing the entire story. It's changing things that would have been things that were unchangeable. So it's basically saying, you don't have to stay the way you're born. You can do whatever you want.
We're and just going to be God.
Yeah. Yes. Well, let's play God.
That's what it seems like. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's a bit of a worry, actually. But, good points there, Rebecca. Good points. So, I mean, I don't know. Let me ask you, as we've got like the last minute or so, I mean, do you find that you love yourself? Would you say, do you know what? I'm happy with myself and I love myself. What would you say? Because sometimes we're on a journey. We don't always start out loving ourselves.
Yeah, I think that I had my moments, just as every woman does.
Yeah.
But generally, like, I'm happy. I really am. Like, no matter what happens day to day, and no matter how stressed I can get during the day.
Yes.
You know, I'm happy. I really am.
Oh, fantastic.
I've had a really good start to the year.
Oh,
and
great.
It's going to just get better, and that's the truth.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, we're all pleased for you.
Yeah, see, that's what you want to hear, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you want to hear positivity at the end of the day. And
exactly.
Positivity breeds more positivity.
Exactly.
You know,
so
why not?
Oh, so, gosh.
Really, really lovely to hear that, Rebecca. Honestly.
All right. Well, Rebecca, thanks for ringing in the show. Great talking to you, my darling.
Thank you. And you guys take care.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a great day. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, I love talking to Rebecca there. A lot of truth there.
A lot of laughs too.
Yeah.
But, you know, in all seriousness,
yes.
It is true. Well, we can always put our own opinion in there as
exactly,
well.
Exactly, yes.
I feel like the points that were raised were completely valid.
Yes.
And probably would be on a lot of people's minds as well. These are thoughts I think a lot of people would be thinking too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Perhaps don't really know which way to attack this, because it's so open-ended.
Yes.
There's probably not going to just be one sole reason why people don't love themselves.
But so, I think as well, it's very, very important. I think Luciana kind of mentioned it a little bit towards the end of her conversation about knowing who she was. and that knowing that her creator loved her.
Yeah.
And I think if you know that your creator loves you, that your father loves you, that you are lovable, you know, it gives you value. So even if other people, you don't measure up to their standards, and let's be fair, the world standard changes all the time. Like, you know, like in the 60s, everybody wanted to look like Twiggy. She was just like a twig. And then as the years went by, it was more the more voluptuous figure. And then a little while ago, it was a size zero. And nowadays, we're all kind of finding our own what looks beautiful to you. You know, or we like the Kim Kardashian or the Jennifer Lopez, much a bigger shaped body. So it's like we can't necessarily rely on society to tell us
it's
what
fickle.
Is beautiful.
It's
yeah,
too
it's very, very fickle.
You can't keep literally
and we have to just know
yourself.
That however we are, that's how we're made. As the Bible says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We've got to love ourselves and respect ourselves. Yeah,
it's quite simple really, isn't it?
It always is.
At the end of the day, it's easier said than done for a lot of people. If they don't understand that, they will constantly be striving to meet everyone else's needs and their standards, and then they'll find that they do get pulled in the middle of it, and they literally can't keep up. So why don't people just take themselves out of that race, because you're never going to win it.
Yes.
And just enjoy being who you are and getting to know yourself and loving yourself.
Yes.
And being happy with that.
Yes.
Because, as I was mentioned earlier, your relationships, healthy relationships, naturally should follow on from that, because you have a better understanding of your person.
Yes.
Better understanding of what you deserve and how you should be treated.
Thank you.
So, yeah, and, you know, male or female, whoever comes into your life after that to have a relationship with will understand that, oh, my gosh, this person actually has respect for themselves and they love themselves.
Exactly.
And, you know, they're worthy. So I think... you've got to know yourself first.
Yeah, and you are loved. And remember, you can always join us here every Monday for the Real Love Show. We are always in the love zone and we are full of love. Well, today it's been the Real Love Show, and I have been your host, Patricia Benjamin, alongside my guest co-presenter today, the rather fabulous Daniel Drummer, who's guesting from the Arts Patricia Show. We're here next week for more Real Love. So I'll see you then. Take care.
The read between the lines, in case I need it when I'm older. This mountain I must climb. It feels like a world upon my shoulders. Through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm when life grows colder. Nowhere left.